You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's Leeds against Burnley and it's the Saturday lunchtime kickoff. Leeds are 9-5, the draw 21-10 and Burnley are 29-20. Another really intriguing one, this. Hard to call with Leeds. Typically, you wouldn't want to play there the first day of the season, but at the same time, if you do take the lead, it can be quite a nice place for an away side to pass the ball around as the home fans get frustrated. Burnley, of course, dropping down from the Premiership, but as we mentioned earlier, although they have lost some players, they've strengthened quite cleverly and in areas where they needed to, but they have done so. It's priced up as though this could be pretty tight. Is that how you see it?
I think it's a home win.
Okay.
I think Burnley will have a good season. Don't get me wrong, I don't think they're going to have a horrible season or anything like that. But there is an interesting stat that I actually did myself, sitting here last night in this very sofa, adding and subtracting and minusing and dividing, and there was a kind of a weird, difficult quadratic equation that, to be fair, wasn't even necessary. And that's when teams have come down. So the last 9 teams relegated from the Premier League, so the last 3 years, 3 years up to this one, mm-hmm. they've only taken 11 points from a possible 27 on the opening day. So when you're looking at them, so on average, basically, you're more likely to not win than you are to win mm-hmm. on the opening day of the season if you've just been relegated from the Premier League. Have I explained that properly?
No, I get you, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're siding towards Leeds or maybe double chance or something like that?
I'm just siding towards Leeds, my friend, here. I mean, there's a real feel of positivity for the first time in quite a long while at Leeds. And when you look at that, they've kept hold of all the young players, Byram, Cook, Taylor, Moa, all there. They've brought in Chris Wood, who got 11-18 in his last spell in the Championship when he was, of course, at Millwall. Stuart Dallas is an absolutely just superb signing. And I know that Burnley, we've mentioned, you know, Jelavussen's gone in there from Racing Henk, having been at Borough last season. He's 15-8 any time. Tendai Dariqua is a really good right back, but we don't know what he's going to do in the Championship yet. And we just don't quite know what Burnley are going to do. A lot of their good stuff did come down that right-hand side with Kieran Trippier, and without him gone, that is going to, I think, create a bit of a problem for Sean Dyche. It's a problem that I think they'll solve, but it is a problem, nevertheless, on the opening game of the season. Mm. Especially against the Leeds side, who the fans have actually got very little to be unhappy about over the course of the summer. They've employed a manager who, I know he failed at his last club, but has succeeded at the one before and plays really good football, exciting football. And so for me, Leeds at 9-5 are a very, very big price at home. A very big price. And with the stat I've just given you about teams that come down who are more likely not to win than win, then you're absolutely right. The double chance Leeds at 8-15 is well worth looking at. The Leeds draw no better at 11-10 is, I think, also very, very good. And even though he picked up a little bit of an injury in pre-season, I would look at Chris Wood. I would look at Chris Wood here. He's 2-1 any time. He scored in 6 of his first 10 league games when he was at Millwall. He's a man who likes to start quickly. So for me, it's a Leeds win, but I think out the Chris Wood bet is even better than that at 2s.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.